From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung suggests revising the Constitution to overhaul the National Election Commission after investigators rebuke the organization over the Election Day ballot shortages and say its former chairperson should face a criminal investigation. World Cup Group A leader and host Mexico beat South Korea 1-0, ending Team Korea's hopes for the Group A top spot. And most of the nation will see cloudy skies and rain through Saturday. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Investigators looking into the Election Day ballot shortages earlier this month are calling for a criminal investigation targeting former National Election Commission chairperson Noh Tae-ak, calling the election management process a total failure. The Election Commission's own fact finders said a massive overhaul of the organization is necessary. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Chief Investigator Cho Hyun-wook said the panel's findings called for sweeping reforms to rebuild the Election Commission from the ground up. The fact-finding committee held a briefing Friday explaining how the Election Commission's communication and crisis management systems were paralyzed, leading to what he called a total failure.
Given the systemic incompetence of the election management system revealed by the ballot paper shortages, a massive overhaul is necessary, something close to the dissolution of the National Election Commission.
Voting was suspended at a total of 26 polling stations, mostly in Seoul Songpa District, and resumed only after the arrival of newly printed ballots. But broadcasters announced the results of their exit polls while voting was still underway. And it's unclear how many voters may have decided to leave without casting ballots.
Although the NEC Central Committee is in a position to oversee the entire election management system, it was unaware of the ballot shortage until around 5 p.m. It became aware of the situation through protest calls from citizens and realized the severity of the situation through a phone call with the Seoul City Committee at 5:08 p.m. But with less than an hour left until the end of voting, it was difficult to respond to the crisis effectively.
The fact-finding committee called for a criminal investigation targeting former National Election Commission Chairman Noh Tae-ak, who resigned over the incident, and other key officials at the organization. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Meanwhile, President Lee Jae-myung has suggested a one-point constitutional revision to overhaul the National Election Commission, saying it's clear that fundamental reform of the NEC is necessary. He raised the idea at a briefing at the top office on Friday. Calling the Election Day ballot shortages absurd, he said he believes the change to the Constitution should be made if deemed necessary and if rival camps agree on it. The president said he believes the NEC must be supervised and kept in check to some degree, stressing the need to revise related laws and institutions to that end. He said if deemed necessary, he will propose amending the Constitution, which clearly stipulates that the NEC is to be an independent agency, saying he will first examine discussions in the political arena. World Cup Group A leader and host Mexico beat South Korea 1-0 on Thursday evening as a costly mistake proved decisive. With the defeat, Team Korea has lost its chance to secure the top position in Group A. Yoon So-hyang has more on the Taeguk Warriors' second outing of the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
South Korea has missed out on a chance to top Group A after losing 1-0 to host Mexico on Thursday evening at Estadio Guadalajara in Zapopan, western Mexico. Mexico has now clinched first place in the group with their second straight victory. For the first half, the two sides were locked in a tight battle, but just 4 minutes into the second half, it was Mexico that broke the deadlock with a costly South Korean error. The goal stemmed directly from a mix-up between the Korean goalkeeper and the countryman defender as they both went for the ball. After team manager Hong Myung-bo decided to transition to an all-out attack late in the match, Cho Kyu-sung had a great chance heading a floated cross from Eom Ji-sung, but the Mexican keeper parried it away.
일단
At a press conference after the match, Cho struggled to find the words after the team's defeat to Mexico.
It's really disappointing. As a forward, that was a chance I should have scored. So missing it was tough. The coach wanted us to start fighting hard inside the box since we were down 1-0 at that time. When the coach brought me on, I got a really good chance and I really should have scored. That's what I am most disappointed about.
Finishing second would set up a round of 32 matchup on June 29th in Los Angeles against the second-place finisher from Group B, which includes Canada, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Qatar and Switzerland. Should South Korea instead drop to third in the group, they'll face a tougher round of 32 draw against the group winner from either Group E, featuring Germany, or Group G, featuring Belgium. Yoon Soo-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The Ministry of Unification has reiterated its commitment to seeking feasible step-by-step measures acceptable to both Koreas to achieve a nuclear-free peninsula. Deputy spokesperson Chang Yun-jung voiced the stance in a regular briefing Friday, a day after North Korea reaffirmed it's not giving up its nuclear weapons. Kim Yo-jung, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, sent out a press statement Thursday in which she slammed a joint statement issued at the Group of Seven summit calling for the complete denuclearization of North Korea in line with UN Security Council resolutions. Kim Yo-jung said North Korea's nuclear weapons are among the country's core interests and described denuclearization as a line of no retreat that can never be crossed. This is the second time this month that Kim Yo-jong has asserted Pyongyang's position on denuclearization and referred to its nuclear arsenal as a core interest. South Korea's defense ministry says it is providing a comprehensive explanation to the U.S. Congress regarding the transfer of wartime operational control, or OPCON, after the Senate moved to tighten regulations on the matter Thursday. A ministry official who requested anonymity told reporters on Friday that while it's inappropriate to comment on U.S. legislation still under discussion, both Seoul and Washington are committed to the view that transferring wartime OPCON will enhance their joint defense posture on the Korean Peninsula. Observers have voiced concerns that the latest move may delay the South Korean government's plans to initiate the transfer as early as next year. Iran has begun accepting applications for passage through the Strait of Hormuz in line with a memorandum of understanding with the United States aimed at ending their war. According to industry sources on Friday, Iran's Persian Gulf Strait Authority has started receiving the applications via its website. Tehran has agreed to make arrangements for the safe passage of commercial vessels in the strait at no charge for 60 days upon the signing of the MOU. And the country's Supreme National Security Council says the country will process the requests promptly. 24 South Korean vessels remain stranded in the vital shipping route. Cloudy skies and rain are expected across most parts of the country through Saturday, with heavy downpours forecast for the southern coast and Jeju Island. Rainfall of 30 to 100 millimeters is expected nationwide through Saturday, with up to 150 millimeters forecast for eastern Gangwon province, while the southern coast and areas near Mount Jiri could receive up to 120 millimeters. The mountainous areas of Jeju can expect more than 250 millimeters of rain, and parts of Jeju Island and the southern coast are forecast to see heavy downpours of 30 to 50 millimeters per hour on Saturday. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.